upon a time in a world with faith and fairness. There was something hidden.
Down the boundary! He's gonna go! Broncos lead!
Pitch on the way from Mikolajczyk.
Swing and a miss! Mikolajczyk gets the strikeout! And for the first time in school history, the Bearcats are going to the Super Regionals!
Get ready for a next level show.
Welcome to Chasing the Cup. Here's your host, Ryan Reynolds.
Welcome everyone to episode 12 of Chasing the Cup. I'm your host, Ryan Reynolds, here to guide you through another season of Sam Houston Athletics. We're coming to the end of volleyball season, which means it's Southland Conference tournament time. After a season full of dominance and hot streaks, the Bearcats will take on the 8-team field as the tournament's number 3 seed. So a really big tournament for Sam Houston State this weekend. And who else is better to talk about it than volleyball head coach Brenda Gray? Coach Gray will join us on the show to talk about her team's regular season and the Southland Conference tournament. Do the Bearcats have what it takes to sneak into the NCAA tournament with the automatic bid? We'll soon find out. Following our sit-down with Coach Gray, we have our Bearcat call of the show and the weekly update. The Bearcat men's and women's basketball teams have been busy as of late. The Sam Houston State football team is looking to send its seniors off on a winning note in the team's season finale. And the Bearcat bowling team notched a top 3 finish at the Warhawk Classic. We have a really exciting show for you guys, so don't go anywhere. Chasing the Cup sits down with head coach Brenda Gray after a word from our local sponsor.
Fans, want to get into Bearcats athletic events for free? Become a Texas Farm Bureau member today. Texas Farm Bureau members get 2 free tickets to Bearcats athletic events when you show proof of membership at the ticket office. Texas Farm Bureau members receive many great offers and benefits throughout the Lone Star State. Visit texasfarmbureau.org/sports to learn more about how you can get free tickets just by becoming a Texas Farm Bureau member. Texas Farm Bureau, a proud partner of Sam Houston State Athletics.
Welcome back to Chasing the Cup. Joining me now on the show is SHSU volleyball head coach Brenda Gray. She's been the head coach at Sam Houston for over 35 years. She was named the Southland Conference Coach of the Year in 1987, 1993, and 2012. And she's led her team to the Southland Conference Tournament each of the last 12 seasons. And they're back again this weekend. Brenda, how are you today?
Great.
And I want to focus on that stat for a second. You've led your team to the Southland Conference Tournament for 12 consecutive seasons now. That means your team has finished in the top 8 of the conference season after season. Brenda, how do you do it? Tell me your secret.
Oh, passion for the game, a love for the team, just really enjoying what I do every day.
And it's certainly a hard feat to accomplish, too. Your team, however, is seeded 3rd in the upcoming conference tournament this weekend in Louisiana. That seed coming after a pretty successful regular season. Looking at the stats, the Bearcats finished with a 21-7 overall record. 13-3 in league play, you guys finished with the perfect home record in conference and reeled off 10 straight victories before dropping 2 of the last 3 games. Those 21 wins tied the most for the program in a year since 1996. Would you say this regular season exceeded your expectations, especially after your team was picked to finish 7th in the Southland back in August?
Exceeded? No. Picked 7th, a lot of fuel on that fire. I didn't believe that we were 7th by any means. I know that sometimes, unfortunately, the way you finish is sometimes the way people want to seed you for the next year. But I think you've got to look at who's returning on each team. You know, whether coaching changes, what's going on. But to be honest with you, I think this team has put the program back to where it used to always be, which is always top 3. You know, our goal is to always be in the championship and looking for a first or second round. You know, we've got very lofty, high goals, and these girls are diligent and they work extremely hard every day.
And those 21 wins tied for the most in program history since 1996. What was working for this team this season? What do you think it was?
I think different people stepping up to the plate on different days. Yes, we are led by Taylor Cunningham. I mean, we all know that she is a phenom. She brings a different prowess to the game than we've seen. She's extremely athletic. She's gifted. She's a middle blocker that's playing, you know, six rotation. She's extremely quick. You know, it's pretty remarkable what she's been able to do this year. But then you look at, you know, the next senior that I want to mention would be Maddie Wallace, who went from middle blocker to an outside to a right side. And then, you know, at the course of the year this year, the change to move her to libero. You know, she is definitely the jack of all trades. The only thing she hasn't done is set for us. And, you know, she put up some huge numbers. Jackie Ward running our floor, you know, I think she does a great job. We filter back and forth between either a 5-1 or a 6-2 or a modified 5-1. So just depending on who we're going up against. But honestly, if you look at our big numbers for what the team has been able to do start to finish, our defense is just, it's spectacular. We have held, you know, our opponents to a wonderful percentage. I don't know the exact percentage in front of me. We're ninth in the country of all teams, you know, holding our opponents and hitting. And then defensively, we're way up there. I think 16th in digs at the end of the regular season. So this team, if there's one thing that I can consistently say has been true to form, it's our defense.
And this team was led all season long by his three seniors, Taylor Cunningham, Madison Wallace, and Jacqueline Ward, like you mentioned. But I don't think anyone expected Taylor to actually have the season she did. You know, she was named the Southland Conference Defensive Player of the Week on Monday, and it was her fifth conference honor this season. You said in a press conference a couple weeks ago that you don't think you've had a middle blocker like her since you've been at Sam Houston. That's saying a lot. Would you say her name is in consideration for, you know, one of the best middle blockers in program history?
I think so. I mean, she's up there with a Bonnie Beard, who was an All-American, a Jennifer Crone, who was All-Region. You know, the difference is Taylor's speed and her just natural quickness. I know that those two things sound similar to people, but she brings that in her game. She's also extremely powerful. So some of those traits, the other girls, you know, their characteristics really didn't stand true to form. But she's going to go down as one of the top by far.
And Taylor's speed and quickness, like you mentioned, but what sets her apart from others that you've coached?
You know, when it comes at the end of the day, I think all girls are, you know, I mean, it's an honor and a privilege to coach these kids. I think everybody brings their own, quote unquote, uniqueness. What sets her apart? I don't think she's finished developing. I mean, I think, honestly, if I had to think of something, she's definitely not done developing, because she really does get better with a phase of her game every day. I know everybody in the stands wants to look and can't wait till she gets up and pounds a ball, but I think defensively she's continued to grow. I think her serving has continued to grow. I think her blocking, just kind of that, you know, the things that we have to have on the game plan as opposed to just offense, productivity. I think she's developing there, but, you know, there's so many times when I say to myself, that kid could have a future beyond here. And you know, we've had some players in the past go on to play pro or been invited to go try out for the Olympics, and you know, just like she really didn't want to really play college ball, I doubt she would want to do what I just mentioned. But I think she, you know, if her mind was right, I think she could probably have a pretty awesome career at it.
And you're right, Taylor had no intention of playing collegiate volleyball. If you want to hear that full story, because it's definitely an interesting one, check out episode 5 of Chasing the Cup. I sit down with Taylor and we talk about her journey through volleyball in her final season as a Bearcat. But Taylor is a special player who brings that fiery intensity to the court every game. She'll definitely be missed next season. But looking at a player who just came out of nowhere in her first year of collegiate volleyball, Brian Chaussee. What have you seen from her, and what kind of potential does she have moving forward?
Oh, Bree. She, you know, just recruiting her and just remembering her when we go watch her play, and just the fire that kid had. The mere fact that she's left-handed, the just get after it grind attitude that she possesses watching her play. I just remember thinking, man, I'd love to have her on my team. And I know the whole staff thought, you know, we could get her here. She could probably be a pretty good key to our missing link. We felt like when Sarah Sherman graduated, we thought that she came into her own a few years back, and it just took her a while to get there, where we thought Bree's kind of walking in to where Sarah walked out. And just looking at the game today and knowing how much everybody's using the right side, and to be able to get a lefty with so much aggression and speed on the ball, she's just been a ball of fire to have here. So we're ecstatic for what she's been able to do.
And elaborate on that for me. You mentioned she's a lefty. Are those rare to kind of come by here in volleyball?
Well, yes. I mean, no, but yes. I mean, you think about our team, we're carrying 15. We only have one left-handed player. So we've had our share over the course of time. I think we only had two lefties on the team at one time, maybe when we carried 16. But we just don't have a lot of lefties. And their natural side is the right side. But, you know, I think it adds a different flair. And, yeah, we're happy she's here.
And I want to go back to this SLC tournament because it is the center of our show this week. And quite frankly, with no other way to put it, this is it for your team. It's do or die from here on out, win or go home. We've had Taylor Cunningham and Madison Wallace on the show this season, and they've both told me that the mindset of this team is one game at a time, one set at a time, one point at a time. What have you told your team this week ahead of this big tournament?
Honestly, we just met yesterday. We did have a road trip again up to Abilene this past weekend. And when we met yesterday, you know, our thought was, you know, go into this thinking, have fun. Everybody, you know, do your best to play at a 9 or better. Because I don't know if we've all been able to do that at one time. We kind of stress on everybody's got to be at an 8.5 or better in their respective position. And we kind of thought if they could do those two things, you know, just enjoy the moment. Play at a 9 or better, you know, just get your mindset where it needs to be. There's no limit to, you know, how high this team can soar. And we kind of focused on those three things and just, I don't know, enjoying it. I mean, you're right. I mean, but I don't have to remind them it's do or die, one or go home. I mean, if they've been paying attention, they pretty well know that. But, you know, I think there is one thing that this team has had to do all year. We've really had to go into a lot of matches and really fight for the win. I mean, if you were to go back and look, we've had a lot of fives. We've had a lot of fours. You know, very few of ours have been three and out. So, you know, it hasn't come easy by any means. They've earned everything that they've got. And, yeah, I couldn't be happier for a ball club.
And we all know you'll have your team ready and prepared for any battle that rises this weekend. I want to take a closer look at this first matchup, though. Like I already mentioned, your team is the third seed heading into the Southland Tournament. You guys are facing off against six-seeded McNeese on Friday at 4 p.m. You guys opened conference play against this Cowgirl team back on September 20th and defeated them 3-1. What can you say about this McNeese team?
Well, I think they've changed a lot since the first time we've seen them. I know that they're kind of playing with a little bit of a 6-2 right now. They have different people step up. But I thought they had some pretty good outsides when we played them. They're a little different defensively. They play a lot on emotion. I don't know. You know, we've got to really, like I told the girls, there's no point in us watching when we played them last. Too much has changed since then. So we'll focus in, the coaching staff and the players, a little bit more on film today and tomorrow, along with some practice. And, you know, just, again, focus on, we believe our strengths maybe match up with their weaknesses. So, you know, we know that they're going to come in ready to play, as will we. And that's all we can do is go from there.
And that 3-1 loss to you guys was 16 games ago for them. You just have to think they're a different team at this point in the season now. What would you say are the keys to the game in this matchup? What do the Bearcats need to do to walk away with a win and advance to the next round?
Keep our defensive mentality in the game. You know, I think we do, for the most part. For the matches, I think we've played well in. We've had some matches where I don't think we played very well. But those that we have played, we, you know, I think our opponent believes they can put the ball away and we keep digging and keep digging, and I think we wear them down. You know, I'd like to get a first ball kill more often and be able to terminate a little bit quicker and kill the rally. But, you know, what do we need to do? We need to find who's hot on our team in hopes that, you know, we can get more people kind of like in that zone to where we don't just have to use a Bree in certain occasions or a Taylor, be able to move the ball around a little bit more, because I think once everybody kind of gets clicking, we would be very hard to stop.
And before we wrap up, our time is winding down here. Brenda, final thoughts on the regular season and this upcoming tournament?
I thought we put out some outstanding numbers. I think Maddie Wallace right now, you know, that she comes up because I know we switched her to libero mid-September. And since she went to that position, I think we're 13-3. I don't know. I don't keep up with those numbers that well. But I know she's done a heck of a job. She leads the conference in digs per set. I think almost one whole dig more than any other libero. So she's definitely doing her job back there and willing, you know, selflessly to take on that position because she's a sixth rotation player usually. But we just knew she read the game so well. Regular season for Taylor, you know, she's putting up more points than anyone else in the league. I think she could be the player of the year. I truly believe that her numbers speak for themselves. I know she didn't play as well as she wanted to in a few matches, but I think at the same time, the league should respect what she's done. Hopefully they do, because I think a player of the year comes around for a program just once in a while. And, you know, the last player of the year that we've had here was Devaney Wells Gibson. And I want to say that was 2012. But, you know, I think that's a big number too. And looking at those two, it'd be great to see if Taylor could receive that award, player of the year. It'd be great to see if the league would honor Maddie with the most digs, you know, libero of the year. I think they've got an excellent choice or shot at those. And then Bree, you know, who knows? I think there's some pretty good freshmen in the league, though. I think she's one of the top three, so we'll see how she fans out. But other than that, regular season, the 21-7, they've got to be proud of that. I mean, anytime you can get to a 20-win year in volleyball, I think it's pretty big. You know, this team is unique. I think they get along extremely well. I think the mere fact that you've already had Taylor on the show and Maddie on the show, you know, two of our co-captains, you guys know you're doing your homework. And with their leadership, I think anything's possible.
Well, good luck to you and your team this weekend, Coach Gray. It's going to be an exciting one. Thank you for coming on Chasing the Cup this week.
You bet. And go Cats!
The Cats kick off the Southland Tournament on Friday at 4 p.m. against number 6 McNeese, and with the victory would move into the tournament semifinals against the winner of number 2 Central Arkansas and number 7 Northwestern State. The quarterfinal and semifinal rounds of tournament play will be streamed live on the Southland Conference Digital Network, available at southland.org/live, and the league's apps available for phones, tablets, Apple TV, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, pretty much everything out there. The championship match will be an exclusive presentation on ESPN Plus, available via ESPNplus.com and the ESPN app. Up next, we have our Bearcat Call of the Show and the weekly update. Sticking with us.
From the campus of Sam Houston State University, welcome to Chasing the Cup.
And that sit-down with head coach Brenda Gray was recorded on Tuesday morning. However, the All-SLC awards were announced Wednesday. Let me go ahead and fill you in. Coach Gray got her hopes fulfilled with both Taylor Cunningham and Madison Wallace headlining the awards for the Bearcats. Cunningham was named the league's Player of the Year, while Wallace was named the Libero of the Year. Cunningham is just the third Bearcat in program history to claim the league's Player of the Year honor, and the first since Devaney Wells Gibson secured the award in 2012, like Coach Gray mentioned. Meanwhile, Wallace is the first Bearcat to ever garner the nod as the league's top libero, an award that's only been given out since 2004. Along with the top honors, both Cunningham and Wallace were named to the All-SLC first team, while senior setter Jacqueline Ward and freshman right side Brianne Chaussee were each named honorable mention. So congrats to Taylor Cunningham, Madison Wallace, Jacqueline Ward, and Brianne Chaussee on the All-SLC awards. Let's go ahead and cue up that Bearcat call of the show now.
And there's another kill from the Bearcats. Edges keep coming on, this time from Amanda Gooch. That'll be her fourth on the night. 12-0 scoring run for the Bearcats as they now lead it by 9.
And that was our Bearcat call of the show, flashing it back to the first volleyball tournament of the 2018 season. Jordan Smith on the call for the Cats' 12-0 run against Bethune-Cookman. If you want a complete breakdown of that run, head over to GoBearcats.com and check it out. Let's close out the show with the weekly update. The Sam Houston State men's basketball team claimed the lead on four separate occasions, but two big Clemson runs in the second half were just too much for the Bearcats as the squad fell to the number 19 ranked Tigers 74-59 Wednesday night at Little John Coliseum. Kai Mitchell, who reached double digits for the second time this season, paced the squad with 14 points and 6 field goals, while Josh Delaney was the other Bearcat to reach double figures as he knocked down 11 points. Coming up next, the Bearcats continue action in the Cayman Island Classic with a 6 p.m. matchup at Georgia on Friday. Live stats as well as a live stream will be available for that contest. For all the latest information on the Sam Houston State men's basketball team, visit GoBearcats.com or follow at BearcatsMBB on Twitter. The Bearcat women's basketball team was also on the court Wednesday night with a matchup against Wichita State. The Cats couldn't hold on to a third quarter lead, falling to the Shockers 63-55. Jaylon Walker led all scorers with 14 points and had 6 steals, while Dominique Maxwell finished with 10 points for the third straight game. However, the number that pops on the stat sheet for me is the Cats' 23 turnovers, paired with the team's 12.5 shooting percentage from behind the three-point arc. Up next, the Bearcats will return home to Johnson Coliseum for a Monday night meeting with Wiley College. Tip-off is set for 6:30 p.m. and will be aired on ESPN+. Heading to the gridiron now, the Sam Houston State football team was officially eliminated from the playoffs on Saturday, losing to ACU 17-10. Nathan Stewart had 140 receiving yards and a touchdown, and Ty Brock threw for 316 yards, but the Bearcats were just 1-for-3 inside the red zone and rushed for just 59 yards against the Wildcats. SHSU finished with more yards of total offense, but converted just 13 first downs, while the Wildcats finished with 28 and nearly 10 more minutes of possession time. Hunter Brown led 4 Bearcat defenders with double-digit tackles with 15 stops, while Adrian Contreras turned in a career-high 14 tackles on senior day and picked off a pass in the first quarter. The Cats will now look to close out the season on a winning note with a road game against HBU. Lastly, the Bearcat bowling team regained supremacy last weekend with a third-place finish at the Warhawk Classic. The 4th-seeded Cats claimed wins against the number 1 and number 3 teams in the nation. The Cats will be back in action on Friday at the UMES Hawk Classic. So a lot going on around Sam Houston Athletics. Remember to head over to GoBearcats.com at any time to check schedules, stats, and scores for all 17 SHSU athletic programs. Also, tickets are cheaper if you buy them in advance at GoBearcats.com. If you want to go to an athletic event, pre-purchase your ticket on the website and it'll save you some money. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at BearcatVid or follow my personal Twitter at RPRTalks. I want to wish everyone a good day or night, whenever you're listening. See you next week. Ryan Reynolds, signing off. Chasing the Cup is a presentation of Sam Houston State Athletics and the Bearcat Sports Network. This episode was hosted and produced by Ryan Reynolds. Jason Barfield is the executive producer. Special thanks to Brenda Gray, Ben Reichard, and Shannon Carrico. Music courtesy Jez Dior, Lucid Sounds, and Post Malone.